Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 640. That means it's time for your Hollywood report. First up, Rihanna taking accountability and apologizing for an unintentionally offensive song that was played during a recent Fenty fashion show. She posted a statement to Instagram saying, "I'd like to thank the Muslim community for pointing out a huge oversight that was unintentionally offensive in our Fenty fashion show." She said, "I would more importantly like to apologize to you for this honest yet careless mistake. We understand that we hurt many of our Muslim brothers and sisters." She went on to say she does not disrespect God or any religion. Moving forward, we will make sure nothing like this ever happens again. Thank you for your forgiveness. I mean, she stand up. She's like, look, it was unintentional, and I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart.
That Fenty fashion show was actually really good because they one of the
male lingerie.
Yeah, I know, but one of the male models like looked like me, had the same body type. I'm serious. Like, she included everyone in it.
Ultimate dad bod.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm being serious when I say that.
I know you're being serious. I don't think it was quite to your extent of dad bod.
No, the guy actually was a little bigger than me.
Stop. All right. Kanye West is the vice president chosen by the American Independent Party to appear on the California ballots. Kanye is set to run alongside Rocky De La Fuente, who's running as part of the American Independent Party. So they've chosen him, the Independent Party. California to be the VP.
This is so
confusing.
But
can you run as VP if you're also on the ballot? The birthday party is present. I don't know. And well, Batman fans, you're going to have to wait a little longer for The Batman. The movie starring Robert Pattinson is being moved from October 1st, 2021 to 2022.
Wow.
The Flash will now hit theaters in November 2022. Shazam is now not going to be released until 2023. Oof. The Rock's Black Adam film has now been postponed with no new dates. It doesn't look good for the movie industry at all. You can see a full list of all of the movies on hold or pushed back at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. That means it's time for good news. It's time to share good news. Sharing is caring. So if you've got some good news to spread, please call us, 860-247-9570. Even if you're having some sort of fundraiser. I mean, let us know about it.
That's
a great way to spread the news. I've got good news if you want to eliminate stress. I love this, and I do this all the time. Walmart can vouch for me. Scientists now say if you would like to eliminate stress almost immediately, all you have to do is watch 20 minutes of animal videos. like funny animal videos. So I have posted my favorite one in Walmart. You know, every time I'm feeling down or stressed.
Oh, is it the monkey that scratches his butt then sniffs
his
finger?
Yes, yes.
Falls
off
the street. Yeah.
Monkey sniffing finger. I mean, I've been watching this one video to eliminate my stress for years, and it really does. If you watch this, you're going to be like, "Oh my God, Courtney, I feel so much better." It'll take 30 seconds of your time, and you will be stress free after this. So you can check out that stress relieving animal video right now on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Gavin, what's your good news?
I'm watching it right now.
Right?
It just makes me feel so much better.
It does, I know.
If you love scary movies, well, CableTV.com is looking for the ultimate horror movie fan. One person will be chosen to watch 24 hours of horror movies and will get paid to do it.
Wow.
In order to score this gig, you must be 18. You must be able to stay up all night and live tweet your experience.
Okay.
You're going to get paid $1,000 for this and eat all the Halloween candy you want. Which
sounds
is like
the perfect job for somebody who likes scary movies.
I am totally out on that. I do not want to watch a scary movie.
Neither.
I cannot stand it. But if you want to apply, I have the link up for you at kiss957.com.
All right. Walmart Jeff, good news.
Hey, my good news is Buddy the Beefalo is still on the loose. We've been talking about this Beefalo since September, but he wandered away from a meat processing plant in Plymouth in August.
Yeah.
And the beefalo is a half cow, half buffalo.
Walmart says wandered, but I feel like if he knew what was happening in that line,
well,
then it was a slaughterhouse. He didn't wander away. He ran away.
No, he kind of wandered away because you don't want to look out of place, so you got to kind of do it slowly.
He backed away slowly.
He backed away slowly. Right. Police are hoping to catch him soon because his food supply is running out, and once they do catch him, he's going to live out the rest of his life at an animal sanctuary in Florida.
I just don't understand how hard it is to catch a beefalo. Can't you just put a cow out there? Put a female out there.
They tried doing that. That didn't work.
It didn't work?
Just go out there and find him and put a rope around his neck and bring him in.
That's bring in the cowboys.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I think. Get a cowboy to get
a posse
this guy
together.
In there.
Well, the good news is he's still living. And I like that. Hey, if you've got good news and you want to share it with us, guess what? We're just sitting here waiting. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7-11. It is time for three things you need to know today.
All right.
You need to know the weather because there is a wind advisory. It will be partly sunny. It's going to be like 70 and nice. But then later on this afternoon, they're saying thunderstorms, and they could be strong. And you know what that means? That means could have some power outages, heavy winds, and strong storms.
Somebody sneezes on my street now, the power goes out.
I know. Same with me.
And it's always when my wife is getting ready for work.
I always have a bag packed, ready to go in my car because as soon as we lose power, we leave. We go to my mom's house or my in-law's house because we lose water. You know, we don't have water because we have well power and stuff like that. So it's like we just get up and leave.
Okay, but do you have backup water just in case? Like,
no.
If this
we have bottled water, but that only lasts for a little bit.
You know what? I'm going to create like some sort of man survival kit for Gat. Like, you shouldn't have
to. Well, he is a baby.
I know, but you shouldn't have to flee your own home when the power goes out for a little bit.
I mean, you should wait it out for a few hours, but I feel like the car's running during the storm.
Yeah.
Just start the car up.
Let's
put your stuff in the car. We'll wait and see. Three things you need to know. Vice presidential debates tonight. Kamala Harris, Mike Pence going at it. 9 p.m. A little late for me, so I don't know. Are you guys going to be watching? I'll be sleeping.
I'll watch it. I don't think it's going to be as entertaining as the presidential debate like last week.
I'm interested to see what they have to say and how they do with social distancing.
Yeah, I think they're going to be sitting 12 feet apart now, like much further apart than before. And I wouldn't be surprised if like us, the three of us are sitting, we have plexiglass that separates us.
Yeah,
but
they say it's 6 feet apart, but in all reality, we're like 3.5
three of us are literally, there's no way we're 6 feet apart, but we have plexiglass.
And I haven't found any vice presidential debate drinking games yet online. I haven't found any.
It was a ton for the presidential.
Yeah, I know, right?
A ton.
Yeah.
And the last thing you need to know and the three things you need to know today is that it is phase three eve of the state opening up.
Hey. All right, 1201, let's party.
Larger gatherings, expanding for indoor dining and salons and so much more. You can get the full list right now, phase three, tomorrow for Connecticut, at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Ava Max, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:24. A wind advisory for today, a little bit later on. Partly sunny, 70, but then afternoon thunderstorms and high winds. It's time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and I have good news for Gavin's wife,
Kelly.
You got this. Come
Kelly.
On.
Yes.
Hey.
Her name is Kelly.
That's awesome.
She's hot, by the way. She's looking good.
Get to the story.
Man.
Stop being creepy.
Anyways, a new study was done about men and their voices, and it turns out that men that have a deep, sexy voice are more likely to cheat on their significant other.
So that is good news for Kelly, because you don't have a deep voice.
I have a high voice?
I have a high voice. That's what he just said.
I'm not going to cheat.
What do you mean? I have a high voice?
Well, the story goes on to say that men with feminine voices, such as Gavin, are less likely to cheat.
Excellent. Well, that's peace of mind right there.
I wouldn't say he's got a feminine voice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he does.
I don't have a feminine voice. I don't have a feminine voice.
Probably more feminine than mine.
Well, the study also goes on to say, Courtney, that it doesn't translate the same to women.
Oh, it doesn't.
To have the deep voice. If your man has like a real deep voice, I guess it turns the ladies on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's more likely to cheat. It's funny. Would you consider your fiance's voice?
No. It's not a deep voice.
No, it's like an average voice.
It's like it's feminine, like kind of like Gavin's.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
It's very light. It's very light.
What about Walmart Jeff's
voice? You know
what?
Say that to his face.
No, I would never say that. See how feminine he is. No, he's more manly than I am. But yeah, that's the good news for Gavin's wife.
All right. It is 7:26. Don't forget our hit music scramble. The prizes are piling up. Your chance to play coming up at 7:40.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.